Well, first off, happy Father's Day to all the dads, the grandfathers, godfathers, and those that were. So in the spirit of Father's Day, let me tell you a little story. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning some years ago when I heard it. Barely a whisper, just a tiny rustle, a creak, and then the tiny sound of feet across the floor. Our youngest child, Allie, eyes wide open, clutching her stuffed animal, Betty, like there was no tomorrow, whispered, "I had a bad dream." Now, she didn't want a theological expression. She didn't need a pep talk. She just wanted to climb into the warmth and safety of Mom and Dad's arms, into a place where someone stronger was already awake. That's the whisper we hear today. The voice of the Trinity saying, "You're not alone. You're loved." In our first reading, wisdom speaks. "The Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago." Can you imagine it? Before the stars were placed into the sky, before time ticked its very first second, wisdom, Christ himself, was already rejoicing in the presence of the Father. God is not alone. God is love. And from the beginning, he existed in relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not three jobs, not three modes, but three distinct people, united in love. And here's the incredible part. That divine relationship didn't stay in heaven. It came to us. In Romans, Paul says, "The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Not sprinkled, but poured out. When I hear the word poured, I think of something lavish, extravagant, like a downpour of soaking rain into the dry ground, or like coffee spilling when the mug is too full, except this time it's grace overflowing. And yes, even in suffering, Paul writes, "We even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope." That's not optimism. That's Trinitarian strength at work. The Father holding us up, the Son walking beside us, and the Spirit whispering to us, "Don't give up. You're not alone. You're held by love." In today's gospel, Jesus tells the disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." Sounds like a dad handing over his car keys to his teenager for the first time. You want to say everything that you can at once to your teen, but you hold back. You wait. You walk alongside of them. Jesus promises the Spirit of truth, who will guide you to all truth. He's saying, "You're not alone. I'm sending someone who knows the way." Now let me ask you, when was the last time you felt the presence of the Trinity? Not just believed in God, but truly felt God. Felt his warmth in a kind word. Heard his whisper in a moment of silence. Tasted his goodness in the bread of life. Today is not a theology lesson. It's an invitation to live within the heart of God. And fittingly, it's also Father's Day. Whether your father was faithful or flawed, whether you're a father, a grandfather, a godfather, or grieving one of those, remember this. God the Father delights in you. He sent his Son for you. He abundantly pours his Spirit into you. And that is the good news today. that you're not alone, you're not forgotten, you're not unloved. The Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is not far away. They're here loving you, guiding you, strengthening you. And when we come to this altar, not to receive a symbol, but to enter a mystery, the Father gives us the Son. The Son gives us his very body and blood, and the Spirit makes it real right here, right now. When you come up for communion, pause. Feel the bread in your hands. Taste the sacrifice. Smell the candles. Listen to the whisper, "I've got you." So here's our call, yours and mine. Can we live like the Trinity? Can we love like the Father, faithfully and without condition? Can we serve like the Son, sacrificially and joyfully? And can we listen like the Spirit, patient, attentive, and present? Can we say to a war-torn, angry, and hurting world, to our family, to our neighbors, even a stranger, that you're not alone, I've got you, and you're held by love? Let's think about what St. Augustine said, and let me leave you with some of his words. He said, "You see the Trinity every time you see love." So today and every day, as we gather at the altar, may we see love revealed in the Trinity's presence. The Trinity is here, loved by the Father, led by the Son, and strengthened by the Spirit. May we receive that love deeply, and may we become that love for one another. And remember always, you're not alone. You're held by love. Amen.